Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing with the series concerning understanding the importance of studying God's Word, my train of thought for today is the investment of His Word. My anchor text is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, and it reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The Hebrew word for profitable is yahal. It means to profit, benefit, or be of use. The word profitable used here strongly suggests to us that God expects a return on the investment of His Word that He has made in our life. Because we do not put the Word of God to the assigned use that it was designed for through studying and meditating on it, we fail to see or experience its beneficial profitability. In Psalms 23, verse 4, David said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The rod, the staff, was a long stick carried by the shepherd that had a curve or a hook at the end, and the shepherd would use the staff to gently guide the sheep, to pull the lambs from danger, or to draw them closer to himself. It represents God's gentle guidance and support. The rod was a shorter, heavy stick or club used to fend off predators or discipline wandering sheep. It represents God's authority, protection, and required correction. The word comfort there in the Hebrew is the word nacham. It means to console, bring relief, or change one's feelings. So this word here, comfort, it carries the idea of that sense of safety, of that sense of security, that sense of release, that all is well because the shepherd is near. So God will guide us with the staff of His Word and correct us with the rod of His staff. In Proverbs 22, verse 15, the scripture states that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them. Foolishness here has to do with the ways of the flesh, and the rod has to do with the correction of the word. Proverbs 29 verse 15 tells us that a child left to himself will bring his mother shame. The child has to do with the immature ways of the believer. The word of God was designed and assigned to address the ways of the believer. When we fail to study and to meditate on the word, that is the same as leaving the flesh to itself. What happens when you leave meat out on the counter or milk out on the counter past certain period of time? The milk begins to get sour. It begins to spoil. The meat begin to degrade, begin to spoil and begin to smell. Why? Because to leave the meat and the milk on the counter is leaving it to itself. But when you take the meat, you take the milk, and you put it in the fridge, you put it in the place that can preserve it and that can help that meat to have a longer fridge life. So it says that the child left to himself will bring his mother shame. The word for shame in Hebrew is the word busha. It means embarrassment or disgrace. This word for shame focuses on public exposure and social dishonor, and not just on a mere inner sense of guilt. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 14 tells us that we are not to spare the rod and spoil the child. The word for spoil in Hebrew is the verb lefanech. It means to pamper, to indulge, to cuddle. It also carries the idea of ruining one's reputation or name. The word for spare in Hebrew is kamal. It means to have compassion, to pity, to spare, or to show mercy. So the scripture here is telling us that when it comes to the flesh, when it comes to the old man, that we're not to spoil it, we're not to show it any mercy, we're not to show it any compassion or pity, we're not to spare it, but we are to deal harshly with the flesh. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God, or neither indeed can be. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 5 tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the bringing down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, bringing every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ. So we see here that God invests the authority of his word in our life to help us to deal with the flesh man, to help us to deal with the carnal man, to help us to deal with the old man. And the scripture is letting us know we cannot show the flesh any mercy. We cannot pity the flesh. We cannot cuddle the flesh. We cannot. Another Hebrew word is the word kasach. It means to withhold, to hold back, or to refrain. So the scripture is saying when it comes to the flesh, when it comes to the old man, we cannot withhold or hold back or refrain from disciplining the flesh. Paul says, I beat my body and bring it under subjection, lest after having preaching to others, I myself should be a castaway. So the word there, when they say beat his body and bring it under subjection, the image that's been painted there is as of a boxer in the ring being pounded by his opponent until he's beaten black and blue in his face, until his eyes begin to swell up. The scripture also teaches us that we are to know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. And that's why God gave us the word of God, which is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, that the child of God, may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So when we fail to study the word of God and we fail to meditate on the word of God, we are spoiling the child and sparing the rod. When we fail to study the word of God and to meditate on the word of God, we're leaving the child of the human nature, we're leaving the child of the old man unto itself, and it will only bring us shame. But when we study the word of God, we meditate on the word of God, that meditate and studying the word of God, it helps to cover the name of the Lord, so that the name of the Lord does not suffer damage or does not suffer hurt. The scripture tells us in the book of Daniel that the king had 120 princes over the province of over the empire, the different provinces of the empire, and over the 120 princes, the scripture says that the king appointed three presidents, of which Daniel is one. And the scripture said that the king appointed those three presidents so that the king does not suffer damage. So when we study the word of God, we meditate on the word of God that is able to correct us in righteousness, that is able to reprove us, that is able to instruct us, that gives us the ability to cover the name of the Lord so that the name of the Lord does not suffer damage. We're also told in the book of Ezekiel, when the Lord is prophesying through the prophet to Satan, and the Lord said that thou art the anointed cherub that covered, for I have appointed thee so. So when we learn to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor, when we learn to live our life above reproach, through studying the word of God, through meditating on the word of God, and through applying the word of God to our life, that is how we take on the function of the anointed cherub that covers the name of the Lord, that covers the reputation and the image of our God, so that he does not suffer damage. And that's why it's so important, because God gives us his word. And if we will study the word of God and meditate on the word of God, there is so much growth, maturity, and development that we will experience in our life. God expects us to study the word of God. When the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked him concerning divorce, what does he say concerning what Moses' law said? And Jesus said, have ye not read? He didn't ask them, have ye not heard? He didn't ask them if no one told you. He didn't ask them if didn't you get the electronic transmission. He asked them, have ye not read? So what Jesus is saying, he expects us to know what is God's position on a matter. He expects us to know what the word of God says, because he expects us to read it. He also told the Pharisees in his day, when he spoke to them concerning mercy, he said that they should go and study to know what that means, so they can become compassionate and merciful. The Lord expects us to study the word. The scripture speaks about this, the men of Berea, who when they heard the word of God, they received it with joy. But they didn't just receive it with joy, but the scripture says that they went and they studied the word daily to see if those things that the apostles were preaching was so. We have a responsibility to know what the word of God says. We have the responsibility to know what is God's position on a matter. We have the responsibility to study the word of God, so the word of God is able to reprove us, to correct us, and to instruct us in righteousness when it is necessary, so that we as the children of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless, and go in this thy might.